Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, you know, it's probably, you know, what he's done this year that allows that, right? I mean, they don't want to have to groove a fastball to him when they fall behind. So they continue to try to make pitches. And, you know, part of them, I think Buck Showalter one time walked Barry Bonds with the bases loaded. I think that's going through their mind. Like, you know what, I'm going to make tough pitches. At least it's not, you know, multiple runs that are going to score. So he puts the fear in guys, and he should, because he's a great hitter. So that allows him to be a little more patient, especially in those big situations where a base isn't open.
What stood out to you about the at-bats overall in that inning?
You know what? Ramos, nice and patient. I think it was the being patient. And then when they did throw the ball over, J.D. Davis, first pitch, base hit the other way. So, you know, it was a mixture of both. I think that the guys had a great approach.
What was your approach in the game holding off on pinch hitting for Rivera earlier in the game in the sixth inning?
Yeah, the main thing was Noah was still probably going to pitch there. So, you know, that was the main thing. And Rivera's a good hitter. You know, he hit 25 homers. He puts good swings on the ball. He worked a great count there. The ball may have been under the zone a little bit, but he hit it hard, just a ground ball to short. So we have faith that he's going to get a big hit. You know, he was still going to be in there with Noah.
What'd you think of Noah today?
You know what? He battled. You know, I know we say that often, but he truly battled today. One out away from throwing a quality start in a tough ballpark. You know, this is the first time he's pitched here, so he wasn't quite sure what his pitches were going to do. And you know, I thought he threw all right. They have a pretty good lineup over there.
Yeah, I think you had panic on deck. Did if you had a one run lead, what was the plan? If you had a
one run lead. Yeah. Seth was going to hit. Yeah. If it was tied, we probably would have had to hit for him, you know. There was a situation where we could have been bases loaded and tied.
Thoughts on setting the franchise home run record, 225 home runs this
year? Oh, that's pretty cool. You know, I think, you know, what's cool about that is our approach this year has that we never talk about home runs. Not in spring training, not during the season. We talk about staying through the ball, taking a good approach when runners in scoring position, hitting the ball the other way if we need to against the shift. And I think when you take the right approach, you're going to have better numbers. And that shows with the homers that we hit. That and pretty good balls to hit with.
With homers up, yeah, exactly. With the balls and homers up across the board, all sorts of records going down. Do you like this version of baseball?
I'm not pitching, so I get to worry about both. So I'm happy for our hitters.
Pete, with a couple of home runs in this series, 6-for-11 after coming into the series slumping, what did you see differently in his at-bats this week?
You don't see a ton different other than he starts hitting the ball. You know, we talk about what causes guys to go into slumps, you know, quite a lot because it happens to everybody. And a lot of the times it's pitchers making their pitches. And when pitchers do that, you're going to get out. You know that's going to change. They're not always going to make their pitches. And when they don't, you got to make them pay. And Pete has started to make them pay again. Yeah, he thought that the second base umpire signaled safe. So he was kind of confused on what to do on the base paths. You know, that's the third base umpire's call. So I'm not sure what Nemo saw Ryan do out there, but you know, he indicated that he didn't signal safe.
Mickey, back to Noah for a second. You said that he battled today, and you know, he clearly kept you guys in a position to win. But after that really great stretch, he's now been pretty inconsistent for a few starts in a row. What to you is the biggest difference that you've seen in him lately versus when he was on that stretch?
Yeah, I mean, it's execution of pitches. And that's what it's always going to come down to with guys like Wheeler and DeGrom and Noah. They're so talented. But you still have to execute pitches, you know, because it doesn't matter how hard you throw or how nasty you are nowadays, guys can hit it. So it comes down to pitch execution. It's just like Alonso going through his little mini slump. Noah just didn't throw in the ball, you know, with his A game every time out. But I'm sure that'll come around. We need to come around.
Any reason why you think this season it's been so hard for him to remain consistent like we've seen in the past?
The one thing you can point to is his slider. I think that his slider has probably frustrated him at times this year. You know, it's not it hasn't been that wipeout 92, 93 mile per hour slider that we're used to seeing and that he's used to using. So I think that has brought some frustration to him this year and probably led to some of the inconsistencies.